Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. This Jesus is the reason for the season. And speaking of that, right now, CBN News is reporting about a live nativity scene taking place at the Capitol. You got to see this. Take a look.
Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus appeared before the U.S. Supreme Court this week, but it had nothing to do with a court case. It was all about celebrating the birth of the Savior and the religious liberty that allows the right on the front of the steps of the nation's highest court. Paul Strand explains from Capitol Hill.
Once again, Capitol Hill was treated to the sight of a camel, donkey, sheep, shepherds, and wise men wandering their way to the very seat of earthly power. Flanked by Congress on one side and the Supreme Court on the other, these humans and animals gathered to celebrate Christ's birth with a living nativity scene.
There's nothing more fun than a bunch of animals like a big old camel wandering through the streets of Capitol Hill. But this procession does have a serious purpose.
We are securing for ourselves a liberty which is enshrined in the Constitution, and that is a liberty of freedom of religion.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
The clergy sponsoring this nativity scene in Washington are encouraging Americans everywhere to get the permits they need locally to do similar scenes all across the country. And as they slowly made their way past lawmakers and judges, these living nativity participants were making a powerful point to these most powerful Americans.
By displaying the gospel at Christmas time, we're reminding all of our legislators and our jurists who are responsible for law and public policy that we are indeed a nation under a higher authority, the authority of God, to whom we all must make account.
Paul Strand, CBN News, Capitol Hill.
That is so exciting to be able to see that. So many things have happened on the lawn in front of the Capitol.
Yeah.
But it's a big thing. I mean, you think about Ezekiel having to do what he did and prophesy before the nation, you know, eating.
Yeah. This is easier. Live nativity is.
It's a little bit easier, right? But you think about it, that's a prophecy. Yeah, that's right. A prophecy before the world and before the nation, just like standing in the gap was a prophecy. And it is amazing what is taking place in the context. We're just thank God for that. And I would say support all the live nativity scenes that there are that's happening and just, you know, promote them in your cities across the nation. And understand, we want to be able to remind everybody, this is what it was. There was no room for him at the mall. I mean, at the end. I mean, God was born in a manger. Mm. A manger, think about that. So that understand, if God was born in a manger, then we need to humble ourselves in the context of this and say, you know what, we need to take on the same attitude as God when God took on the form of humility. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFNTV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN radio. And become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God
and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.